Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, it is the build-up show. I have survived the voice-wrecking trilogy just about. I got in last night and I was like, oh, just a little bit hoarse. But yeah, we're going to press on because the fixtures are coming thick and fast. There is no rest for our voices, no rest for our minds, hearts, souls. But they have been filled up constantly by the mighty Righty Reds. Sam Walker and Ian Young joining me in the studio for this one. Yeah, Villarreal in the Champions
League. Not Aston Villa, not Aston Villarreal.
Let's hope. Villarreal, first leg, Champions League, semi-final, Sam. I can't believe we're here. It feels like that period between January and, you know, the semi-final, the FA Cup, took about 4 years, and it was loads of like slog games where you're just like, oh my God, we've got another game, we've got to get through this. And now it's like every game is a massive game for football. It's happening. This is it. Every game is like, it's do or die. Champions League semi final.
It's mad, isn't it? We're down to single digit games now, no matter what happens. It's bizarre because to add to that, what you've just said, I was kind of really almost regretting the Champions League. You can't regret something that hasn't happened yet, but I was dreading it, that's it, because I thought Inter Milan's going to be, we should beat them, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I just know what's going to happen. We're going to have a horrendous run to the final and it might end up getting in the way. And it turned out the opposite. We've ended up getting two draws that were massive favourites in, including this one. And it's kind of bizarre because it's the Champions League semi-final first leg and I'm getting massive Roma vibes. I'll admit it. I'm expecting us to have a 20-minute spell on Wednesday that just finishes it.
I agree. It's a weird one to be a semi-final, and I think it being Villarreal is tough because we'll talk about their qualities, Ian, and we'll talk about why, you know, we should also be confident because I think you can do. It's easy to do both, yeah. But there is a little bit of that. It's like, oh wow, yeah, Champions League semi-final, and I think if it's Bayern, which I think we all expected, I don't think anyone. I wanted it because I kind of. You know, I want these to be big old games, and there isn't really that. There's no great connection with Villarreal. Obviously, we've got the Europa League against them. We obviously, you and I, Emery, will talk about. But yeah, there is a little bit of that. That expectation's tough because it goes both ways. I mentioned this. I don't think I did it on a video yesterday, but there's a lad who come and spoke to us before the derby. Bumped into me and Chris. We were walking around the ground, and he was like, "Score prediction," and Chris went 4-0, and he went only, and I was like, ah. That's dangerous territory to get into, isn't it? Is that I don't like it when we're overconfident about things, but ultimately, yeah, it's weird. It doesn't feel like it feels like a semi-final, but it doesn't feel like a semi-final at the same time.
No, it feels like a last 16 game. That's who we should be playing. But yeah. I just think they're going to offer us. I do think they're going to offer us a different skill set. I think whereas Bayern Munich would have come to us and would have come out and give us a game, I think we're going to get pretty much what we got yesterday, but at a better level.
Yes. I actually think that's a really good point. I think you know, in some regards, it could end up being reasonable practice. And people like say, well, you compare them, Villarreal are in the semi-finals of a Champions League to Everton, who are going to be in, you know, likely in the Championship with the way they're going at the moment. But I think that's an interesting point. Everton's game plan was to stifle us. Villarreal are going to do the same thing.
And they're going to be rolling around on the pitch. They're going to be doing a little bit of the LS commentary. They're going to be time wasting. They're just going to try and stop. Every team that we play now are going to try and stop us playing. That is going to be their plan. It doesn't matter whether we're playing one of the other best teams in the world or playing somebody who's fighting relegation. Because we're that good, they're going to be wanting to stop us playing rather than focus on their side of the game. Unless you're playing like maybe a Bayern Munich. But I think even they'd have their second eye on, we need to watch our Liverpool.
Well, they come away with a 0-0 draw at Anfield and thought it was a great result.
And Villarreal are going to do a lot of that. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of shit house and whatever.
Yeah,
I'm not sure it's going to be quite as bad though. I haven't seen them a little bit this year. They play. And to be fair, in Emery teams, they do play. They've got. He's very good tactically. I think one thing the Everton game has given us more practice for is probably St. Maximin than Villarreal, because they've got some good quick players, but no one's as quick as Gordon was, which helps us, I think, in terms of the transition. I think they'll be technically better than Everton, but I don't think they'll be as good at and as committed at putting 9 men behind the ball. I think he'll still come and play. They're in the semi-final of the Champions League. I still feel that they'll come with confidence and want to play against us. But
the thing is, though, and I hope that's true, certainly.
Not necessarily open, but I mean, bit more.
Yeah, it's the thing of the mission for them, you know, because they've got the second leg at home. And there's no away goals for them to play for here. So there's no really, there isn't loads on the line for them. They'll want to keep the game close. They'll want to make, their mission is to, their worst case scenario is it be within a goal. So they can take it back and we'll have a good run at it in front of our own fans. They don't want to get overrun by Liverpool. And I wonder whether that actually might lead Emery into being even more pragmatic in that, because, again, a 1-0, a 1-1 draw in years gone by is like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's worth you rolling the dice on a goal, because that day away goal could be a telling factor later on, but be interesting to see whether it does affect them. I mean, this is the thing about Villarreal. We're talking about a team that's seventh in the Liga. It was fascinating. Like, Sociedad are above them. They've scored 32 goals in 32 games. Like, you know, it's mad that, like, that's... when you look at like the way Burnley have played this season, Sociedad have got like a similar sort of like goal difference from goal return, but they're sixth in La Liga. But they knock out Juventus, they've knocked out Bayern Munich. But then on the flip side, every time I've got a point, this is why they're really good. They finish behind Man United in the group.
Yeah, and lose home and away to them. Ian. I think though as well, they've done a job on Bayern. I don't think Juve are that good anymore. And when you compare defences, like the way Villarreal have been able to get in and cause problems. I mean, did you see the goal that sent them through? Have you seen it? It's horrendous. Upamecano's not had a good start.
Yeah.
But because Bayern have got such exceptional players in their league, they're able to win the league 6-3 in games. And the games are all very open because German football's like that. I think it's a lot slower in Spain and Italy. That's why I'm actually quite pleased we've got a home leg, first leg, because I don't believe if we play our football, they'll be able to stop the tempo. Because there's a reason why these guys, ex-Premier League players, couldn't handle the tempo of the Premier League and went elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think and it's definitely interesting. I mean, if you want a best example of that, there's few than Alberto Moreno, who, you know, I don't think he's fit, is he?
No,
but that's what we're talking about, is that we're like, oh my God, we've got a little soft spot for him because he did that Instagram live. He said, get out, Man United, get out. And that pretty much was his highlight of his Liverpool career. And he'd been 2 years not a Liverpool player, I think, by that point. But I think it's an interesting point, isn't it? But the time makes, Ian, is that it's another build-up show. It's another game where we're looking at going, Liverpool should have too much quality here. However, but Liverpool should have too much quality.
Well, it shouldn't even be a competition. It's like I said before, if we do our job properly, the second leg might be the one game where we get to rest a couple of players, which is what we've got to look to do. And I'm hoping Jürgen goes in with, like, let's try and get this done, old-fashioned, heavy metal football, first 20 minutes, just go and get it done, wipe them off the pitch, and then just manage the game out, no injuries, get us through to Newcastle on Saturday.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a careful one that Liverpool have got to balance. And the Unai Emery factor, we touched upon him a couple of times. I just think we own one. You know, and I know we've played them since, and I don't want to give away the trivia question or answer. but I go back to that Europa League game, and, you know, it's early days, Klopp. You know, I'm gutted that Daniel Sturridge goal doesn't get to mean more, doesn't get talked about more, because it's one of the best goals we've ever scored in a European final. But I mean, this is where we were at that time. He was very, you know, Sevilla were a very well established side, and he's clearly a genius in that competition as well, by the way, and they're a great club in that competition. But Liverpool were at that time of the season, we were running on fumes. You know, Divock Origi been taken out. He only makes the bench. We've got Jordan Henderson's, I think, you know, all that kind of stuff. We were really struggling. Whereas it feels like Villarreal are going to need something mad to go in their favour over these two games, and maybe several things to go mad in order for Liverpool to put up a real test for them.
And you know what, to add to that as well, I think a lot of our fan base want to beat City to the Premier League. We want to get number 20. We've kind of got a... We've been dragged into the... we've never been part of this, but we've now been dragged into the Premier League's the most important thing. Whereas if you ask all 25 lads in that dressing room, a lot of them will say the Champions League is the one.
Yeah.
The likes of Thiago, sorry, Keita, Diaz especially, first ever Champions League semi-final. They'll be coming into this game like, this is the one. We're through Everton now, Champions League semi-final at Anfield. They'll be saying, you wait till you hear Never Walk Alone, it'll be something different. Like, the light. They'll all be talking about to the lads that have never experienced this before. So I think the players put a lot more emphasis on Champions League football and winning it, because why'd you battle to get fourth last year if you not want to try and win this the most this year? So I think that's one thing we never quite get as fans in this country. It's how much it means to those players to win this thing. So I think they're going to be right at it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, Sam, to be fair, one you were saying before on the Final Word show about some of the Liverpool players were looking like they didn't want to get injured. Maybe it's because this game's coming up. I want to be starting against Villarreal in the semi-final of the Champions League.
Listen, it's absolutely true. And the thing is, you can't afford to put your eggs in the one basket. 18-19 taught us this, is that, you know, we nearly ended up empty-handed.
Yeah.
But we were lucky that we had two competitions to play for in the end. And the point is that it's out of our hands in the Premier League. There's almost no... Right now, we've got... This is the game. This is the one. Get this one, however it goes. And, you know, it'd be nice to say, oh, we'll rest players next week. I'm not sure, unless you win this 5-0, you're making significant changes for an away game in a semi-final. But this is the thing. You know, I think we'll almost talk about how Liverpool approach this in part two. But... We'll worry about Newcastle. We'll see you still standing at the end of this. And then you start to worry about that now, because you can't get distracted by the Premier League. Because if you do, yeah, great. Well, okay, we'll go, oh, well, it doesn't matter. We'll focus on the Premier League. Win every one of our games. Oh, City have won every one of their games. Brilliant. Well done. Never mind. On the Villarreal thing, which I think is another thing that will make them a slightly stay in the test. Didn't play at the weekend. They haven't played a game since last Tuesday. They beat Valencia 2-0. Arnaud Danjuma with the goals. Having a weekend off. And we know this can kind of work both ways, Sam, but I can't help but feel like, just at this stage of the season, that's one thing that will definitely play into their favour. We've gone heavy this last couple of weeks. You know, we've had a lot of big games. Slightly more syllable than I wanted to go there. but yeah, that you know, this is the nature of other European leagues, who seem to care a little bit more about the welfare of their teams and players and successes on the continent.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I know Newcastle will come when it comes, but it's just phenomenal how Liverpool are playing Wednesday, Tuesday, Saturday. How does that happen?
Yeah.
Sunday, Wednesday. It's just ridiculous. And City are playing Tuesday, Sunday, Wednesday. It's ridiculous how unfair it is.
Yeah.
And it's not always like to specifically put one team to one side and one to the other. It's about just the program, and they don't care. Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm looking at the other side of the draw, I think because of how fine margins that should be, I do think that it's probably going to play a bit more into the energy of Madrid's hands. But I think Liverpool, Anfield crowd, can zap anybody no matter how long you've had off. I think they've probably got a smaller squad than us, so I would imagine, I know they don't play as many cup games as we do, but I can imagine that if we measured up the minutes they've played, I don't think it would be too indifferent.
I think it depends on the team as well, because if Liverpool have just had a weekend off, then I'm more concerned, because we're the type of team that seems to play better the more we're playing. So
rhythm.
I don't know enough to know. I don't know enough about Villarreal to tell you whether there's someone from the benefit from a rest or whether it's going to knock them out of sync for the game. It just depends on the team, really.
Yeah, no, it is. It's an interesting one. You're right. And they're also at that stage of the season now where they can legitimately get into the Europa League places. I think they're only 3 points behind Sociedad, but it's still something to play for. And this is their all or not on. What I'm hoping here is it's got a little bit of Ajax 18-19 vibes here, where you know they obviously win it, they get to the final, don't they, the season before of the Europa League when they lose to Man United, and then the next season they're in the Champions League and they're flying, and they get all the way to this stage, and obviously doesn't quite go their way against Spurs in the end. That's what I'm kind of hoping for. I think hopefully what Liverpool are playing for, look, they'll give everything. You know, we go to their grounds in a week's time, and their fans will put it all on the line, because of course you do. That's what you do. It's, you know, you regardless of what the first leg result is, you're still 90 minutes away from a Champions League final. But I want to remind these clubs that you've had a great time, haven't you? You know, it's a great, what a great ride, what a wonderful experience. Getting to the semi-finals, what a fantastic achievement. But seriously, this means a bit more to us at this point. You know, we've got a, you know what I mean? We've got a bit more pedigree, and we've got a bit more desire and need. You know, it's like that whole, like, the heavyweight boxer, and you might get a young upstart coming. It's like, it's great, you've come with all this enthusiasm, but I'm not losing to you, because I've got more things on the line now. Like, I mean, I've got a bigger house to clean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've got more staff to keep on now than you have, because I've reached the top, like Rocky, like the latter days of Rocky Balboa. But yeah, it's a potentially fascinating one, if not necessarily the glamour tie. And Unai Emery is obviously a big part of this one. I think he's just a really good manager, and we made this joke through the week, but it's funny how, like, Arsenal have come around and they're finally getting their act together, and you know, Arteta's doing a decent job with them, whatever. But like, if he was able to speak English with less of an accent, he'd probably still be a Premier League manager. So shouldn't be underestimated. The trivia question we have around Unai Emery is: how many games has he managed against Liverpool, and how many has he won? Hendo 10 Years of Red, a premium three-part series documenting the rise of Liverpool's iconic skipper through his decade at Liverpool Football Club, as told by the men who helped him along his way. Jurgen Klopp, Kenny Dalglish, Steven Gerrard, Jamie Carragher, and more. Hendo 10 Years of Red, all episodes streaming now on Redmen Plus. Head to theredmentv.com right now, sign up and watch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, absolutely. Go and check out Redmen Plus. It's our extra subscription service. It's a bit like Patreon in regards, if you want to help support what we do here and help us with the free content. All the people who subscribe basically makes the whole enterprise work for us on Redmen TV. So yeah, there's that. But we also give you tons of extra content. You've got that In Safe Hands feature. Gives you loads more insight into how it was created. the inspirations behind it, the technical processes and all that good stuff. We've got loads of that kind of stuff over there. If you want to get a little bit more and deeper understanding around the culture of Liverpool Football Club, the city of Liverpool, the history, the players, the football, all that kind of good stuff. So yeah, we've got you covered, as well as loads of extra Redmen shows in video and in podcast form as well. So go over to Redmen Plus and redmenplus.com and sign up. That would be lovely if you could do that. And why would you not? Because the Reds are absolutely fucking brilliant. And it's a genuine pleasure to talk, watch and listen to everything Liverpool related at the moment. So yeah, good stuff. Right, so I asked the question, how many games Unai Emery managed against Liverpool and how many has he won?
I'm going to go 6 and 1, 2.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll go 7 and 3 then.
He has managed a grand total of 5 games against Liverpool.
I went Arsenal 3.
4 games. 3 in the Premier League.
Yeah.
1 in the League Cup.
Ah, missed that one.
5-5 in the League Cup.
Was that in, was it?
Yep. Ah, yeah. And of course, as mentioned earlier, managed Sevilla against us in the Europa League final, which is his only win against
Liverpool. Do you know what I thought he was? I was trying to work out whether he was Sevilla manager when we drew them twice in the groups, or whether he was Paris manager. So that's why I was rattling through, but obviously not. So actually, he hasn't got a great record against us, has he?
He has not, indeed. He's 1-1, drawn 1. Well, technically drawn 2, because obviously in normal time we drew 5-5 with them in the League Cup, but we beat them on penalties. Just as a quick throwback to that one, can anyone remember what our starting 11 was the last time we played a Unai Emery team?
So it would have been that game, wouldn't it? I want to say...
Kelleher.
Kelleher in goal. Back 4.
Right back would have been Milner.
Left back, James Milner.
Left back, James Milner. Centre-halves would have been... Who was playing for us then? Wouldn't have been Lovren, would it?
Nope.
No, Joe Gomez.
Joe Gomez was one of the centre-halves.
And another one.
Matip?
Nope.
It was a young player.
A very, very young player.
What's his name?
Dutch.
Yeah, Seth Van Der Beek.
Seth Van Der Beek, well done.
Who was right back?
Pretty easy.
Oh, was it Trent? Klein.
Nope.
No.
Well, there you go. Not that easy at all. Then finally, the other one. Currently on loan.
Oh, Nico Williams.
Fulham.
Nico. Yeah, I remember that actually. Nico Williams.
Midfield.
Chiravella.
3. No.
Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Harvey Elliott played on the right.
Harvey Elliott played in the front.
Origi played up top.
Origi played up top with. Played another game against Arsenal. As well, but his only other senior game, I think, for Liverpool was against Arsenal in the Charity Shield. Yeah.
Brewster. So who else is midfield then?
The other two, you're missing two midfielders.
So we have Ox, Keita.
Keita.
And
the DM.
Lallana.
Well done.
Wow. That was, I'll tell you what, that's a mix. And we beat them. I remember that, because they had a strong team out, didn't they?
Their team was all right, yeah. Their team was Martinez in goal, Bellerin, Shakhtar Mustafi, Rob Holding, Lauren Koscielny, Ainsley Maitland-Niles, Lucas Torreira, Joe Willock, Bukayo Saka, Mesut Ozil and Gabriel Martinelli.
Jeez, if you look at some of them now, where they are as well.
Yeah. Our bench, which is always... It's normally like when you go, oh, our bench... 15 years ago when I do these, I bet it's like 3 seasons ago. Adrian, Yasser Lerucci, Billy Cometio, Kurt Jones, Herbie Kane, Pedro Kiravea, Leighton Clarkson.
He didn't like the Cups, Yegi, back in the day, did he?
Divock Origi, hero moment, 90 plus 4 to send it to...
Scissor kick.
Just...
I remember that, my mate got off, I was sitting next to him. I missed that. I remember, got off, I was lost this, haven't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely hilarious. Sad. Right, let's dive into it. Let's talk about the Mighty Reds then. Ian, do you think we went, in hindsight, of course, slightly too strong against Everton? Now, I know we had to fight for the win. So, look, in isolation, Liverpool put a good team out and it was a tough game. So, sound. What I mean is, in terms of, we put a very strong team out against United, then we put another really strong team out against Everton, and now we're going to play Villarreal and we're going to need another strong team for this. My slight worry is that, yeah, you're asking a lot of players, I think, to potentially go again unless he just decides, no, I'm going to put my trust in a couple of extras.
I think we're going to go very, very strong with every game now because every game's cup final. I think it'll be like one or two changes rather than wholesale changes. Like, I think Luis Diaz might come in for Jota. Yeah. I think Canate might come in for Matip. I don't think unless they're carrying a knock now, I don't think we're going to see our fullbacks rested at all. Really? I don't think so. Unless there's a game that's a dead rub, unless we get to a point, so I can't see it happening because they're that important to the way we play. I just think it'll be after every game, he's just going to assess who's right and who can play 60 minutes. And then I think the depth of squad now is massive for us now. I still think we've only got a core of 16 or 17 players that he'll use now. I don't think we'll go mental with a rotation.
Well, I thought that, and then we brought Origi on 60 minutes in the Merseyside derby at the weekend, Sam, and I don't think that necessarily puts Divock into contention to start this one, but I do think we've unlocked that now as a, if we need to break glass and really go for the game, I think we might see that again. But Diaz comes in for Mane on 60. Henderson comes on for the last 10 minutes or so of that game. You imagine Jordan will come back in for this. Mm. But then, I don't know. If it's you, is there anyone there you're thinking he's got to start this game?
I think there's three changes. I think there's Konate, Henderson, Diaz start. Obviously, we haven't got the Firmino option really. He's probably going to be available not to start. Mm-hmm. I think that's smart. I think if we can make sort of three changes every game, two, three changes, it keeps everyone fresh, because what you're getting to a point is after every three games, you've had a rest. I think Alisson, Verge, and probably Salah, although Salah might get the odd one, are probably going to be in the team every game now.
Yeah.
So I think you've got nine players there, maybe eight, who you want to be getting in and out the side. At least maybe you want to give them at least a half or at least a start off between now and the end of the season. I think the five subs helps, but and the FA Cup final as well, the five subs definitely helps, because it gives you the opportunity to, if you wanted to start Tsimikas instead of Robertson this week, you can. And then you've also got that option to reverse that if you need to later on in the game.
Yeah,
I think four changes would be too much. I think three. I think those three will be the ones we see. And then I think we'll probably do something similar in different positions in the next game.
Yeah, the good thing is, as we've said this plenty of times now, there's options there. It's just, again, we talked about it. Jürgen will talk about one game at a time, but the sports scientists don't work that way.
Yeah.
And Jürgen's also made a big deal about Newcastle being the early kickoff on Saturday. And a lot of people go, well, you can, what you're moaning about. The thing that doesn't always get factored in is two things. In an ideal world, obviously they've not got to travel because we're playing at home, but either they've got to recover and then they've got to prepare and then they'll have to travel after the fact because of the big up to Newcastle, which is not, it's miles away, but it's also not the simplest of journeys as well. And it's the timings to go from the night game to the early game as well, in terms of how they like to prepare for football matches. I wonder whether they will have one eye on that, or given Jürgen's complaints, is that Newcastle game where it's just going to be bananas and he's just going to throw out an 11 of fit footballers, and he'll in the hope of just, he puts his best team out here and he'll worry about.
I think that's what he's going to do. Going for, I think he's just going to go with he's got the best he's got available, with the odd changes here and there. Like I said before on the final word show, if it's not Everton, I don't think we see Divock Origi. I don't think he comes on.
Yeah.
I think it's just because it was Everton and we know what he can do when he sees that blue shirt. you said before, you wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Divock again now. That would be him gone. I think it depends how the game goes. If it's a full-on slog and the guys trunch off the pitch like they've been in a heavyweight fight, then you might see a few more changes than you suggest. But if you go in there and we get a decent win, like a 2-0 or 3-0, and the players look like they could go in a 3-0, I don't think we'll see many changes. I think a lot depends on how each game goes now.
Yeah, definitely.
At the moment, you know, you mentioned a few of those names, but it's like, you've got Konate as a rotational option, Keita slash Henderson, then Jones and Jones and Milner seem to be the other considerations for the midfield. Then you're picking from five for the forward three. Divock throws his name into the hat a little bit as a result of it, and then we don't really know what his thinking is on the fullbacks at all. It wouldn't shock me if Kostas came in for this one, but also. I'd love to look to be in the room and go, how good do you think we need to be at the weekend?
Yeah.
Because Newcastle obviously had decent form, but also they're not going to be far off that point where they're safe. Now, well done, everyone. You've put that burst on. You've dragged us out the mire. Go and have a lie down and prepare for what comes in the summer. I had a look at...
they're not playing this week, are they? I've just checked that myself. Newcastle, I thought they might have a night game this week.
If only. I had a look at how the minutes played in the Champions League for Liverpool players so far this season. Most minutes of any Liverpool players. Alisson Becker, obviously, played every minute of all 10 games so far. Salah's next, 733 minutes. Joe Matip is actually the third most minutes for us in the Champions League, followed by Fabinho, Robertson, Mane, Van Dijk, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Jordan Henderson, Diogo Jota, and Kanate is the 11th in that. And obviously you're then getting to Naby, Thiago, Costas, Bobby Firmino, etc., etc. So it stands to reason. I mean, it shows that we rotate our centre-half, so that actually makes a good case that it could well be Kanate who comes in. For this one, it could easily be, and again, Thiago, Costas are all in sort of similar minutes in this so far, so you wouldn't be shocked if any of them gets involved. I'm really torn on this because I just don't think we always say Jürgen likes to put out the weakest team he thinks is capable of winning the game. But I also don't think he's going to run the risk of fucking this in any way, shape or form. But also, you can make five changes and not significantly lower the quality of this 11 as well. If you're watching, let us know. If you're watching live on YouTube, let us know. Or if you're a club legend, use the Discord chat. I need a bit of help with this one.
I think as well, like we say with Everton, I think it depends what Jürgen thinks of Villarreal and where he thinks they're good. If he doesn't think it's going to really push us down the left-hand side and we don't need Robbo's 10% more than he has of Costas, he might just play Costas. If he thinks that the problem is going to be down the centre or long balls, I think that'll play into it as well. I can't claim to know enough about Villarreal to know exactly where they're really, really strong. They're a smart side. But yeah, I mean, the centre-half issue, I think it's easy. I think you just bring Kanate in. It's just, because the other thing is with the league is, again, as you said before, City could just win all their games anyway.
Yeah.
So why would you give up the Champions League where it's in our hands?
Yeah. And you know, I don't think you are, and it's mad because we still have this attitude of, and I think it's like it naturally follows. Well, I think we make changes for this. Great, we've made changes. What does the 11 look like? You know, to the point you could rest. You could take Matip, Robertson, Keita, and let's say Jota out of the side. And you've made four changes there, and you've brought in Kanate, Costas, either Curtis or Hendo, and then you brought in Diaz.
I think a lot of it comes down to as well as we've got players that do need their minutes managing. Keita needs his managing because we know what can happen to him.
Thiago
needs
his.
So it could. That's what the rotation could be based around.
Yeah, no, I agree on that one. Right, we're going to pick our 11s. We're going to have a little look at the other semi-final, of course, when we return from this break. We are going to be doing a live show. Live shows from Redmen are back in a big way. It's us and the Ragamuffins blowing the roof off Hotel Anfield the day before the final game of the Premier League season. It's going to be the biggest party. Get your act together. You can search the tickets up on Skiddle, or if you go to our socials, or there'll be a link in the description underneath this in video and the podcast as well. But you're gonna be there.
I'll be there.
The full Redmen team is going to party in a very, very, very big way. I turn up just to see what Chris does, to be honest. This is gonna be all better gonna be off in that regard. He's a big fan of walkout music. Yeah. He's a big fan of picking surprising tunes for his walkout.
Barbie, wasn't it?
He's done Barbie Girl. He's done Taylor Swift, Shake It Off in the past. We've mentioned this on the podcast last week. But he nearly got chucked out of his own event. Be a hell of a run across the tables.
Do you know if I was Steve, I'd be looking, be thinking, yeah, this is my payback.
Yeah,
I'd be thinking, them nutty shots. Definitely getting Chris Page.
After we destroyed, Chris destroyed Stephen Stagg too. Yeah,
and Team Steer, definitely.
Chris Page and Steel return for the podcast on Tuesday morning as well. They're back in the studio with me, so if you want a bit more chat around that, then do come and join us 10:30 live on YouTube or after the fact in podcast form on all good podcasting apps. Yes, do go and get your tickets, get them involved. They're going to sell out in the next. I think we might be able to squeeze a few extra ones out if we sell through this lot, but I imagine probably by the end of this week, they'll be sold out. So get your act together if you haven't done so just yet. The Ragamuffins are amazing as well. If you want more of them, we've got sessions with them on Redman Plus. It's amazing. They're just class. They're absolutely class. And they've got a new album out which you want to listen to, and they'll play all them hits, but with all people singing around it. That's my bugbear about Liverpool songs on Spotify and stuff, is that they're great, but they're still a bit cold. The beauty of them is when you're seeing them with an audience. Yeah, like Webster stuff and the Boss Night stuff and the Ragamuffins. So I went to Vancouver with the Ragamuffins at the end of last year, and it was just absolutely out of this world. So yeah, come and get it down. Doors at 6 p.m. the day before, and then just roll in to Anfield straight out of bed the next day to see Liverpool win the league. Yeah. right. What, Ian, what's your 11 for this one?
Alisson, Trent, Canate, Van Dijk. I'll still go with Robbo, just Fabinho, Henderson, Thiago. I think he probably gives Thiago the Newcastle off. Diaz, Mane, and Salah.
Okay, Sam.
My only change there is I think Keita plays instead of Thiago, because I think Keita's had a game off. I think he's running on. Most players can do 2-3 games, then need a break. So I'm thinking Thiago played FA Cup, Man United, Everton. I think he didn't get brutally booted or nothing, but I just think it's smarter to use him as one of our five subs and finish the game off with control.
Yeah.
It's the only change.
I agree. I wonder whether... It's tough because I was actually just reminding myself of the Benfica 11, which I don't think would go this week for this. Mm. But obviously, we end up drawing that game. Now, we actually end up conceding goals after we bring the big lads on at the end.
And it was
done and dusted. But that's the potential concern here. You know, we start, it's Gomez, Matip, Canate, Tsimikas is the back four in this. So we effectively changed the entire back four because we moved players around. But Henderson, Keita, Milner was midfield, Diaz, Firmino and Jota up front. I think you've got scope here to manage your way through it. I would play Kostas. I'd start Kostas for this one. I'd keep Trent in, but I'd start Kostas. And I would go... Yeah, and I've got no problem with Canate coming in for this one either. Virgil Canate, or Kostas, Virgil Canate, Trent. I think Henderson comes in for Fabinho in this one.
Oh, for Fab, yeah.
Yeah, ooh. I do. Because he's one, I think, Fabinho, you need to manage your way through this. And
he can pick up the odd niggle, can he, Fabinho?
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking Hendo plays six against Newcastle, that's why. I'm thinking that's his game off because the Champions League's...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, listen, it could be either or. I could make a case one way or the other. I think now that you've said that out loud, I've already committed. I'm going to die.
Yeah, no,
I'm going to go Hendo, Keita, Jones on the left, Keita on the right, and then it'll be Diaz, Mane, Salah.
Mane comes off, doesn't he? That gives you a big indication.
I think he's just in the driving seat for the centre forward position for the rest of the season now. You just can't look away from his goal return until Bobby Firmino makes himself, you know, fit for more than two games back to back.
Until Mane pokes somebody in the eye with that.
Yeah, let us know your 11s in the comment section if you're live, or you can tweet us at the Redmen TV after the fact, of course. For what it's worth, the other semi-final plays before us Tuesday night, Man City, Real Madrid. Any hopes for Real in this one?
I think Real are going to do it. I think they're going to go through the final.
I think having a weekend off will suit Real because they've got older legs. Well, I think, I'm not sure it matters too much for Villarreal, but I think for Real, I think they needed that. And the fact that they've won the league, like, I mean, other teams are going to probably lose enough for them to have won it by the next time they play.
Yeah.
I think next week will be a B team. I think City have got the work cut out. Listen, City can cut anyone open and court, but my issue with them is, as they showed against us, is that they can have the best day ever and still concede two goals against ruthless teams, and Real are that.
Yeah.
If Kyle Walker's injured, Vinicius will have fun against whoever's playing right back. So I think that's a real tough game.
Yeah.
But City are still favourites. They have to be.
They absolutely are. You look at, you know, as mentioned there, Real Madrid have absolutely walked La Liga this season. Absolutely walked 15 points ahead of Barcelona, with obviously just a handful of games left to be played. I wonder whether their approach will be very similar to the PSG game, where they'll, you know, it's at the Etihad, they'll go, they'll look to just to frustrate the life out of them. And if you can keep that close and then go, we'll take it to the Bernabeu. In fact, Chelsea got a similar sort of vibe in it. You know, it's just like they'll back themselves. As long as they've got Benzema around, they're always got a threat. And I, you know, you look at like Modric still. Like he's ridiculous. Like he's ridiculous that he's able to pull the strings like that. Cruz, exactly the same. Casemiro. I'm hoping that extra nouse, you know, where they bring out the dark arts and they've been out the bin there and done there, done it all before. I'm hoping here, and that's the thing. Because I just don't want to play Man City in it. And I know we've got to get through as well, so I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I do not want to play Man City in a Champions League final. I feel like it's fated, but there's just such a wonderful story there. If the footballing gods can see it, that Salah can get to face off against Real Madrid in a Champions League final again, that would be it for me.
My ideal is the Real Madrid absolutely torture City for two games and it affects the whole of the rest of the season and they drop points everywhere all over the place, which that can happen mentally. If you can lose and you can carry on, or you can lose in a way that it absolutely destroys you and you're at bottom. Let's hope that happens and it helps us right the way through to the rest of the season.
It definitely could. I definitely have vibes at City, not to digress too much, that if they do fall behind us mentally, they'll just feel lost because we've chased them for so long. And this is big because, I mean, the last two games, do we really have any hope with them in the league? And I think having Champions League games like this now against Real Madrid, they were just going to have a week off each time.
Yeah,
it's going to be hard for them. I cannot see either. I think it goes to the last 10 minutes of the second leg. That's what my view is.
Yeah.
And like I did with Atletico, and City should win, but I think it goes right to the wire.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we've seen this before. City, every time you think, ooh, it might just be this, whenever you think, oh, you pinpoint this will be where they lose, they never do.
Yeah.
It's when you've given up all hope and you turn off, and then with like 5 minutes to go on a random midweek and you've not paid attention, you're like, oh, God, City, and your WhatsApps are going, WhatsApps are going mad, and you're like, oh, my God. That is whatever it takes, Real Madrid, just be Real Madrid. Just do what you do last time.
Until you get to the final.
Until you get to the final, then collapse through old age. That would be great. Okay, back to the Reds then. Score predictions, first leg, Villarreal. Yeah.
2-0, I'll be quite conservative.
Yeah, I was going to go 2-0, but because you have that, I'll try and pinch one more and go 3-0.
I'll take a 2-0 on this one, to be honest. I agree in that point. It'd be lovely for us to do a Roma or do a City and just run up and
20-minute spell, yeah.
Just blow them away. Because that's the thing about this game, is that I think that's going to be... I think we can play any type of football now, can't we?
Yeah.
I think it's worth us going a bit more gung-ho in this one to try and get it done, a la Benfica the other week. I think they'll dig in and continue to dig in the longer it goes. So what you want to do is, right, the first 20 minutes, if you can break through then, it opens it up. It doesn't change their game plan because, again, a goal's fine. It's very Rafa keeping the game. But it shows it can be done. It gets us up as fans. It stops us being so nervous. And once you've hopefully got that foot in the door, it gives you an option to break them down.
And there's no risk of the away goal now. That's no longer a big looming thing over you if you concede that goal.
But the thing is, I'm not sure. I don't think we will run away with this one. The Everton game kind of showed me where we're at, is that we're playing a lot of the same players again. Now it's that part of the season. We've kept it reasonably fresh. I think we've got bench options to add. So I don't think it necessarily goes down to 90 plus 4 minutes for late winners and stuff, but we're going to have to work now. I think I got that real like sick feeling in my stomach on an hour in the derby of like, oh God, the stakes here. I was like, oh, we're going to walk all over these and there's real stakes. If Liverpool could take that away, by the way, and just win it, that'd be great for all of our lives and the grains that are sprouting rapidly this season. But yeah, I'm prepared for... I think we'll need another good game next week to get through. Because I think they'll keep themselves tight in this one. I think we're at that now where I don't think we're getting any gimmies. As much as we're looking and going, that's a favourable draw. And if we end up with Benfica, Villarreal, Real Madrid on the way to a Champions League win, then that is absolute perfection in terms of how the draw could have gone, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't, just because you get the good draw doesn't mean you're guaranteed 5-0 wins along the way. But... fingers crossed. More from the Reds, more from Redmen. Jürgen Klopp's pre-match press conference will be available on our YouTube channel and through the podcasting service as well. As mentioned as well, if you want more content from us, then please do consider checking out Redmen Plus. It is our Liverpool streaming service. It's just like our Patreon, but also Patreon cross with Netflix and cross with, like, you know, just pure Liverpool content. So yeah, documentaries, features, interviews, Liverpool legends, past and present. I had a nice little chat with Dirk Kuyt last week. You've got the feature with John Achterberg as well. And of course, you've got the Air Crew doc. Still got Jordan Henderson, 10 years of Red, which is one of the biggest and best things ever committed to the world. And it was made by us, which is great. And you can get most of our content as well in podcast form. So if you like Liverpool content on the go, or you don't want to burn through your data, then you can do that as well. So yeah, make sure you get involved, redmenplus.com, for all of that good stuff. It is the running. Things are coming thick and fast. We've got you covered on every single angle. So if you tried it before and you're like, oh, I was there like 4 or 5 years ago. Oh God, we've had it for like nearly 10 years now. And it was like, oh, it wasn't quite for me. We've revamped it in a big way and the Reds are awesome. So if you want to give it another little look, go and give it another little look. I highly, highly recommend it. Yeah, gents, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That was an absolute pleasure. Yes, hopefully the Reds can take one massive stride towards Paris and it will all be good on Wednesday night. Hopefully to see you there at Anfield. And if not, of course, the lads will be doing the watch along. And yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.